This is the extraordinary council meeting of the 23rd of January 2019. Any apologies? Same as the other one. Thank you. Any declarations of interest? None. Special motion number one, Lannoy and Hartop.
I formally move.
Formally second.
Thank you.
Who's going to speak?
Who would like to speak? Councillor.
I would like to reiterate a few points. I have, as I've said, and I know on my side, we all support the safety measures and all the steps that are being taken to secure the welfare of my residents in Lannoy and Hartop. However, the problem arises the fact that we're not being given the information. I'm sorry, Councillor Holman, but I had a walkabout in June. 6 weeks later, I still hadn't got any feedback on what we had discussed at this walkabout going round Lannoy and Hartop. I had to keep on asking. It's the same time. I have in front of me a response to an email I wrote on the 3rd of December. It came in tonight. This is not the way to deal with the residents in the Aintree estate. Their welfare matters. Every resident in this borough matters. But particularly with the very severe and concerning matters at Lannoy and Hartop, we shouldn't have to wait 6 weeks for a response. This is not the way to deal with our residents. As I will finish off by saying, I do appreciate all the hard work that officers are doing with the fire prevention, and I know that OVAR are very busy because of all the other tower blocks with the same problem in the rest of London and Birmingham. But I do hope that you will take on board that we are having delays in getting responses and we're not being copied into anything. And every time I meet a resident and they have a problem, I make a council inquiry. So I propose this motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Any further speakers? Councillor Cummin?
Thank you, Mayor. I'm grateful that finally we have had a chance to speak on this motion. I'm led to believe that there may well be an amendment to this motion, which I think is a crying shame. If you actually look at the wording of the motion, I do not think that anything that we have put forward is unreasonable. We have commended the council for placing fire wardens. We agree that the welfare and safety of our residents must be paramount. But we do call, as an opposition, holding the administration to account to fully explain how the need for this has arisen and to explain how the blocks have been allowed to go into the position that they're now in. Is it unreasonable for us, holding you to account, to ask you to provide a breakdown of the additional costs of these fire wardens and also to provide further information on the timescales and the costs to make these blocks fit for residents or whatever you might be doing with them? Mayor, I do not think that these are unreasonable requests for an opposition to make. We have been told for I do not know how many countless months that the OVARIP report, which has been referred to earlier, is going to be with us soon. I'd be grateful for any information from the Cabinet Member if you could give us some sort of hard target as to when it is due and why it has taken so much longer than the time that was originally planned for this report to be put forward. I referred earlier to the fact that, you know, we haven't been kept informed before events happen. Another one that I note that on the 23rd of November 2017, the council wrote to the residents saying that they were abandoning the stay put in the event of a fire policy that is standard across London. And I commend you for doing that on the advice of the fire brigade. Why were we not told until after the event? I'm afraid to say, and I'm sure it is not deliberate, or at least I hope it's not deliberate, that this has been a typical occurrence as ward councillors trying to get information on Llanow and Hawtop. And I'm sure that going forward, we can work together and the Cabinet member will ensure that we do actually get properly informed, at least at the same time as our constituents. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Hume.
Madam Mayor, under Standing Order 15E6, I'd like to move an amendment.
Thank you.
Circulated on ping.
Councillor Holman, do you wish to speak?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I will, in the interest of the time of the night, speak quite briefly, and I'm in severe danger of repeating some of the very factual information that I raised earlier. I think let's just first of all deal with the point about the report. As I explained, I am as impatient as anybody and daily asking officers for the final report, which will inform us and will allow us to consult with residents about the way forward. I think it's very unreasonable to ask me to put a date on it when it's out of our control. I also explained that the people doing that report are doing it for a number of councils with blocks of the large panel construction at the moment. So just to repeat one piece of information that the opposition obviously didn't hear me say the first time round. I also think that it is to repeat this accusation that they've not been informed about what's going on is just totally wrong. Officers have met with councillors and actually done walkabouts with you, Councillor Alford, I believe, on the estate. And we've got meetings, I've got meetings recorded on the 14th of December 2017, on the 8th of June 2018, on the 13th of June 2018, on the 27th of June 2018, and on the 10th of September 2018. So that's what officers have advised me. Now, you know, you might want to dispute that, and if you do, then let me know. But I just really believe that that's what the officers have. They've told me they've met with you on those occasions, and I believe them. The option to meet with officers and to get briefing and to have as much information as I have, as we have, is there on the table. So please stop this nonsense. Please support the amendment, and let's finish this debate this evening in the interest of the residents who we will continue to work hard with.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers? Councillor Hearn. I bet. No other speakers? I now put the amendment to the vote. Those in favour? Thank you. Those against? And those not voting? For, 30, against, 9, the amendment is carried. I now return to the motion as amended. I now call on Councillor Alford to sum up, please. Oh, sorry. Oh, Councillor Coleman. Sorry.
I think, Madam Mayor, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. What's immensely striking about this discussion we had both in the previous meeting and in this meeting is that what's really upset the opposition is that they don't feel they've been sufficiently consulted. Now, when we talk about doing things with residents and not to them, which is a signal change of pace and change of direction from the way that things used to be before we were elected, we do things with residents and not to them. If you don't feel you are being sufficiently consulted, then it's perfectly reasonable for you to make that point. But all the points you've made in your motion and all the other motions tonight are about other things. And yet the only thing you've stood up and said is my amour propre has been injured somehow. I haven't had enough emails responded to quickly enough. What we have done with Lannoy and Hartopp, and what we have done across the council with all our housing since Grenfell is take an approach which has never been taken before. And it's not taken anywhere else in what used to be called the tri-borough from which we have so beautifully moved on. We put, as already been said, £20 million aside so that anybody who needed a fire door, whether they were a leaseholder or a tenant in our blocks, would get one. Now, I stood up at one of the very last tri-borough meetings, which I had the pleasure of going to, and I followed the housing, a senior housing officer. I shouldn't identify her too closely because it's not fair, but I followed it because she's only implementing policy set by the administration in Westminster. I followed a senior housing officer from Westminster who said, now, we will be paying, and we had people from Kensington, Chelsea, Westminster and Hammersmith there, now we will be paying for fire doors, she said, for all the tenants, but not for the leaseholders. No. And I had to stand up and say, I'm sorry, I'd just like to correct something. She was talking about Westminster. And in Hammersmith and Fulham, we protect everybody and we look after everybody. So leaseholders and tenants alike are getting support. And that's the case in Hartopp and Lannoy, and that's the case right across the way that we approach social housing. And I remember my very first meeting when I had the pleasure of chairing the committee, the chair of which is now so honourably and beautifully occupied by Councillor Diaf. Thank you. Sorry, you said wake up. I remember my very first meeting when I was chairing the housing committee, and we held it in a primary school, and we told everybody about it, we told all your colleagues about it, we said where it was going to be, but they didn't turn up, not for at least half an hour, because it wasn't where it usually is. Now, at least we weren't blamed for not telling them, because we did tell them. And I heard, from tenants' reps, 30 of them there, we're not allowed to have keys to our tenants' halls. We haven't had the repairs handbook. No one involves us. We're made to feel like children, second-class citizens. And I kept turning to the officers, this great phalanx of officers, who are many of them no longer with us for reasons which I'm sure everyone is aware of. And this great phalanx of officers, and I kept saying, is there any reason they can't have keys? Oh, no, councillor. So, well, can we give them then? Yeah, so why weren't they? Well, it wasn't the way things were done. Any reason we can't have the repairs handbook? No, we can have that in 2 weeks. It actually took a year and a half, but we can have that in 2 weeks. Any reason why not? Well, it just wasn't done like that. And what it brought home to me is when the previous Conservative administration talked about people in cars and housing living in a state of expectancy and dependency and had... It was absolutely the way it coloured every part of your thinking, of the thinking of the opposition, the people who are now the opposition. They had no respect for people in council homes. They did nothing to support them. And we have come in and we have made these people integral to what we do. It's all part of the way we involve residents, whether it's through repairs, whether it's through the commission that we set up with residents. It's all part of it. And there's one small area in which you feel you weren't invited to a few meetings, although we think you were. And you get your Member of Parliament to stand up in the House of Commons and make inane and easily refuted remarks, and then you stand up and get very upset and put called an extraordinary motion, and we're standing at 20 past 10 because you feel, but now we're here and we're having the debate, it's all because your nose was put out of joint because you feel you weren't invited to a couple of meetings. And that, madam, I think there is absolutely nothing more to say on this motion. So, that's me.
Thank you. Councillor PJ.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to congratulate the Conservative Party for their sudden found interest in council housing and council housing tenants. It's certainly a revelation. Let me just cast your mind back to when I was a young lad, not so long ago. In the days before I became a councillor, one of the things that drove me to become a councillor was going to St Paul's Church when Queen Caroline Estate was under threat. And the then leader of the council, Councillor Greenhalgh, was there to talk about how wonderful his regime was. And two indomitable ladies stood up and in the nicest possible way ripped him apart. And that was Maxine Bayliss and Shirley Culpett, who were both on the TA in that estate, in Queen Caroline Estate. Mr. Greenhalgh was quite an enormous man. But that night he was shrunk, absolutely shrunk, because he didn't have a leg to stand on. The meeting was videoed, and he was completely embarrassed that his plans to get rid of council estates on the riverfront had been exposed. They were the first people to fight back, and they won that fight. And the people are still in those houses now where you lot wanted to throw them out and sell it off to property developers, just like you have done in Gibbs Green. So let's look, before you shake your heads too much, at how you value people in our borough. Let's look at the evidence, because as an old boss of mine used to say, watch the feet. Don't listen to the words. Watch the feet. So how did they treat the disabled? The disabled in social housing, where Mr. Greenhalgh wanted to erect his protuberance outside here. He chucked them out of their houses. Imagine the gall to throw the blind out of their houses so he could have his planning put it together. You have absolutely no care or regard for council house tenants in this ward, or in this borough. So let's not now suddenly take on this, oh, we really care for council tenants. You are the people who care so much that you'd be selling off the properties and keeping it for yourselves. You wouldn't be putting people that were homeless into those houses. You wouldn't be increasing the housing stock. You're so dedicated to social housing, you'd reduce it. Well, I am very, very pleased you found your social consciences at last. I just hope you start to take some effective action for once.
Thank you. Councillor Fenimore.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Good all night. We're here all night.
What I find so utterly distasteful is the sudden interest that the opposition seem to have for nothing other than political gain about the social tenants in this borough. That is all this debate is about. It's just trying somewhere to get at us because you know that we're doing a damn fine job and you cannot find anything else to do. So you are trying. When I first became a councillor, one of the reasons why I became a councillor was not least your disgraceful behaviour around Sullivan School, which was absolutely appalling, but it was about your disgraceful attitude to those residents and people and tenants who live in this borough in social housing. When we first became elected in 2014, we were told that in recent years people have been cut from the waiting list. by the previous administration. Guess what happened to that? It went to court and it was overturned because it was an illegal thing that you did, an illegal thing to do. So thousands of people were just thrown off the waiting list because you really didn't want to have to deal with people in social housing. It wasn't really what you wanted to do. You did indeed sell off vast amounts of council housing in this borough, huge amounts of council housing in this borough. And we are now in a position where people are living in overcrowded accommodation without being able to move on because you sold the family silver off to make sure that people didn't have social housing. That is absolutely disgraceful and absolutely unforgivable. People don't forget that. People in this borough don't forget that. And they didn't forget it in May 2018 when they re-elected us with a massive majority because they don't trust you on anything anymore, not least on social housing. They absolutely do not. I'm not going to mention CAPCO. There's no point because you know exactly what happened around those negotiations on CAPCO. But that is a disgrace. You sold people's houses from underneath them. When they shouted and said this is not fair, you kept on doing it. You kept on doing it and you did not stop. Dependency culture was also mentioned by the leader of the previous administration. I mean, who on earth in the 21st century Britain can talk about people in a way that they are a dependency culture because they live in social housing? These are people's homes, they're people's lives, and you don't have any respect for them. That's what this is all about. You're just trying to find some little tweak that you can think you can get us on. Well, you can't.
Thank you. Councillor Culhane.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We've heard a lot tonight. We found out that the Conservative Party in Hammersmith and Fulham haven't found any economic textbooks from their previous studies, but apparently all of a sudden they have found out that there are residents in Fulham that they need to represent. But I know I often stand up and make jokes and sometimes play the clown and stuff. I do want to offer up an apology because in my initial speech, I did perhaps accuse the councillors of Munster for perhaps being a bit negligent not turning up to public meetings. Upon further investigation, it is possible that they would have been at their own drop-in surgeries 20 minutes down the road in Palace Riverside Ward. So I just want to put that on the record. But I am glad that we all agree that resident safety needs to come first, and I am actually glad to see that residents of Fulham, whom certainly the time I've been a councillor, haven't had a word in edgeways in this chamber, finally being represented by some of the people opposite.
Thank you. Any further speakers? Oh, Councillor Schmidt.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to explore another aspect of the current issue at Hartup and Llanoy, which is obviously some families have been offered, or the families have been offered, voluntary option to move to other homes, but they've been prioritised. But as you'll know, we have a very, and as now that they've exploring the whole world of social housing recently, they'll know that there's a waiting list and that there's more people in need of social housing than we have homes for because of the policies of the previous administration. And we often talk rightly about the travesty of the West Kensington and Gibbs Green sale and the plans it made in Cannes and other places to sell other estates. And those are denied, and you say, oh, the West Kens was a great deal. If only we'd be able to build those luxury tower blocks, everything would have been fine. And we've had that debate, and now the West Kens deal is being investigated, and we'll see the outcome of that. That was a sale that was going to happen, and hopefully won't. What has, or actually the sale happened, but hopefully won't follow through to those homes being lost. The sales that did go through, and the homes were lost, were the 315 street properties that were sold off at auction by the previous administration. 315 families do not have access to social housing who are on our waiting list now because of the decisions of your predecessors and some of you who used to be cabinet members for housing sat opposite because you sold off properties at auction, and those properties are no longer available to put families from Hartlepool Llanelli or other families across the Burren. Decisions, political decisions, do matter, and for those 315 families that are now on the waiting list that wouldn't otherwise be on the waiting list, they matter very, very much. And it was a decision that you took. Even more disgracefully, I've mentioned this issue in the past in the financial context, because a lot of those homes were sold dirt cheap and then were flipped by developers. We don't know whether or not they were, what relationships they may have had or what political leanings they might have had, but were flipped by local developers. I said we don't know. They were flipped. They were sold off. We don't know. Do you know something? I don't know. But they were bought by local developers and flipped and sold, and I've quoted the prices in the past, you can look in the council record, sold off for X amount on day one, and at day one plus 6 months, sold by those developers for double the amount. And the then leader of the opposition stood up and said, oh, it's because they had to pay to repair the home, and which gave an insight into how much money he thought it took to repair a home. Because you had homes that were being sold off for a few a few hundred thousand pounds that were then reappearing by those same developers who bought them for 2 times that amount. You were selling off those 315 homes for £144.7 million, less than £500k per home. These are street properties, normally homes in Fulham on nice streets. You know how much those are worth now. Those are assets that you sold that are lost to the council forever. It's a financial disgrace, and as I said before, it's a disgrace to those 315 families. And it is making it harder for us to quickly rehouse the families from Hartlepool and Llanelli because of the political decisions that you took. And thank God we stepped in before more estates were sold off and before the West Kent and Gibbs Green estates were firmly lost forever, because that would have been even more families who would not have had homes forever.
Thank you. Any other speaker? No other speaker? I call on Councillor Alford to sum up. Thank you.
Madam Mayor, thank you very much. I shall be very brief. Councillor Holman is quite correct that I have had meetings with officers. What she has slightly omitted, and it may be an innocence, in which case I apologise profusely that it's your innocence that has come to the fore, is that the battle that it has taken to get those meetings, I will happily forward you the correspondence. But I have had meetings, and I do have meetings regularly now with officers, because I'm the opposition spokesman for housing. Therefore, I need to speak to officers to understand that. What is happening, what the administration's plans are. But I came to talk about Llanelli and Hartlepool, and that's what I'm going to finish on. I am delighted with the administration's commitment to the fire precautions and their now commitment that they're going to involve us. So all I can say is I commend our motion and reject the amendment.
Thank you.
Is the motion agreed as amended?
Okay. And if it's
is the motion agreed as amended?
Is the motion agreed as amended? Yes and no. I now put the motion to the vote. Or the names.
Will councillors please indicate how they wish to vote on special motion number one as amended? Councillor Ahern.
For.
Councillor Caleb Landy.
For.
Councillor Cassidy.
For.
Councillor Coleman.
For.
Councillor Connell.
For.
Councillor Cooper.
For.
Councillor Cowan.
For.
Councillor Culhane.
For.
Councillor Diath.
For.
Councillor Fenimore.
For.
Councillor Harcourt.
For.
Councillor Harvey.
For.
Councillor Holder. Councillor Homan, Councillor Jones, Councillor Kwan, Councillor Layton, Councillor Macmillan, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Peraz, Councillor Kayum, Councillor Rhee, Councillor Richardson, Councillor Sanderson, Councillor Schmidt, Councillor Siddiqui, Councillor Smith, Councillor Oberoi, Councillor Ume, Councillor Vaughan, Councillor Vincent, Councillor Alford, Councillor Brocklebank Fowler, Councillor Brown, Councillor Donovan, Councillor Carmel, Councillor Lloyd Harris, Councillor Stainton, Councillor Stanton, Councillor Thorley.
I hereby announce the outcome of voting, 4, 30, against 9. The motion as amended is carried. And this is the end of the extraordinary meeting. I wish you a safe journey home. I know, do not cry.